Chapter 1. River. I blinked into the dim light as the sound of the door softly closing echoed through the room. Zane had left me here, lying on one of the impossibly soft beds, the white linens cool against my skin. I must have fallen asleep because I felt certain I had just woken up in a new place. My heart was still pounding from the last few minutes. She'd said something about curiosity, about exploring where she came from, and then just left.
"Use your curiosity, River. I'll be in contact through the analyst," she had said before leaving. "Don't be afraid."
Easier said than done. I sat up slowly, the luxurious feel of the bed under me a stark contrast to the uneasy thrum in my chest. The room was sleek, futuristic, practically glowing with perfection. It looked like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, with its pearlescent walls and soft ambient lighting that shifted and shimmered with every movement. I could feel the subtle hum of hidden technology beneath the surface, almost like the room itself was alive. Zane had called this an exercise, something to help her understand curiosity. But right now, it felt more like a test for me. I swung my legs over the side of the bed, my bare feet hitting the cool floor as I took in the rest of the room. Two queen-sized beds, both draped in immaculate white linens. The interactive headboard at the bed behind me flickered gently, showing an array of settings I could control. Temperature, music, lighting. But I ignored it for now. There was a quiet hum in the air, some concealed automation keeping everything running smoothly. As much as I wanted to ask a million questions, something told me Zane wouldn't have left me any answers just yet. No, I'd have to dig those out on my own. I pushed myself to my feet, the air feeling somehow both light and heavy at the same time. The tension in my chest told me this wasn't just about curiosity. This was about learning something deeper, something about Zane, or maybe about myself. My eyes landed on the door to the left, half hidden behind a frosted panel of glass. With a deep breath, I crossed the room and stepped into what I assumed was the bathroom. The moment I opened the door, I stopped in my tracks. The bathroom was enormous. It felt more like a personal spa than a restroom. I let out a low whistle. It was easily the most luxurious space I'd ever seen, and for a moment, I couldn't help but stare in awe. The waterfall shower dominated the far side of the room, stretching from floor to ceiling, its smooth, dark tiles gleaming under the soft light. Next to it sat a futuristic-looking bathtub. Oval-shaped, almost like a piece of modern art, large enough for two, maybe three people. A full-sized hot tub was nestled in the corner, complete with sleek chrome jets that promised absolute relaxation. Two closets flanked the entry, each one with its doors open, showing off a range of pristine white robes and towels. But it was the sinks that caught my attention next. Two sparkling basins, perfectly polished, set into a counter of gleaming black marble. Everything here screamed opulence, like it had been custom made for someone who could afford to never worry about comfort again. And then there was the sauna, its glass door fogged from what looked like steam rising inside. I could barely believe the sheer size of this place. A bathroom like this would make anyone forget their troubles for a while, but right now, all it did was make me more aware of how out of place I felt. I stepped further inside, my hand brushing against the cool surface of the counter as I walked toward the shower. For a second, I could almost imagine Zane here, stepping into this perfectly designed space as if it were part of her daily routine. Was this how she lived before she met me? Surrounded by luxury, controlled by some hidden system? The silence in the bathroom was broken only by the soft hum of whatever technology was running everything.